starting another brand new hour of the Steve Dewar Show, now coming to you live from Studio G here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Dewar, fighting for you from the Foxhole Freedom. I'm going to tell you the truth today. Nobody else will, but I will be brutally honest. God bless America. Let's do this. Here are three big things you need to know to start this hour. Number one, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats embrace the open border, the flow of drugs and violent crime, all coming in wave after wave of illegal aliens, and congratulated the guy behind it all, Alejandro Mayorkas. No surprise, but very sad. Number two, they, she, he, me, an elementary school in Michigan teaching little kids about the proper use of incorrect and improper pronouns, all in the name of, hell, actually, who knows anymore. And number three, I am confused about something I'm reading and hearing more about. Trying to figure out the game here. Joe Biden's in danger of not making the ballot for the general election in at least two states now, Alabama. And the latest is Ohio. But why? These rules have been in place for years, decades. The straightforward reason is the fact that both of those states have deadlines for certified candidates to make the final ballot. But the Democrats are not holding their convention in Chicago until the deadline has passed, meaning Joe Biden would not be on the ballot in Alabama and Ohio. In fairness, Joe Biden's not going to win either state. Ohio is Trump country and no longer a swing state. In Alabama, well, it's never been a swing state, so Biden has no chance of ever making a winning effort there. But the Democrats, of course, know the deadlines. They tried some lame end run by asking Ohio to accept the presumptive nominees as official, but the attorney general there, Frank LaRose, said there's simply no way to do that because there's no provision in the law for such a maneuver. Here are the rules. Here's the deadline. You can't do that. Simply put, it's not legal. The law is the law, and the deadline is the deadline. So I'm exploring two possibilities. The first, I considered, was the Democrats are planning to replace Joe Biden, as been the speculation of many. If that happens, it will happen at the convention, and they are stalling as late as they can to dump in a more viable candidate and throw the race into complete turmoil at the latest possible moment to sow confusion and maybe knock the campaign of Donald Trump off balance at the last moment. That's one possibility that I'm rolling around. The other is the idea that the Democrats, with their army of lawyers, are setting up a scenario where they can claim they were denied fair access to the ballot in Ohio. This is more likely. And then claim that if they were given access, they would have won an election that they lost in Ohio. I mean, there's no sensical reason. And me not trusting the Democrats on much of anything is making me wonder what they're really up to, right? One top Republican in Ohio said the Biden issue will be resolved and they'll make the ballot. But again, the state's AG says no. There are rules. Here's the deadline. And the GOP Senate President Matt Huffman may not find many folks willing to once again let the Democrats flaunt the rules. That brings me back to the left setting up a lawsuit to claim they were treated unfairly. They'll take up lawfare to win the election in court, which, by the way, they're now doing in Georgia already ahead of the election, claiming the new districts in Georgia are somehow racist and unfair and violate the voting rights law, right? So it's all lawfare. Okay, so I'll let you think about that one for a while. Why are they doing this? Why are they playing a game in Ohio? All right? I want your thoughts. Send them to SteveGruber.com. I'm curious what you might think. Let's move along for just a bit. Because hearing Joe talk these days, you have to wonder if he will make it to the ballot at all or make it to next week or even tomorrow, frankly. Here is Joe Biden talking about his uncle Bossy getting shot down over New Guinea in World War II, where he was apparently eaten by cannibals because his body was never found. I can't make it up. This man is not well. Listen.
And my uncle, they called him Ambrose Brosey, they called him Bosey. My uncle Bosey was a hell of an athlete, they tell me, when he was a kid. And he became an Army Air Corps before the Air Force came along. He flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there used to be a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
His uncle was eaten by cannibals. This is the new stump speech for Joe Biden. His uncle was eaten by cannibals. Of course, the Army says, no, that plane went down in the ocean somewhere near New Guinea, not on New Guinea. There were four people in the plane. Three did not come out. One did. Not Uncle Bosey. Ambrose. Eaten by cannibals. Another great story. The plane was lost at sea. His uncle killed in the crash. That according to the official accounts of the incident. So no, Joe's uncle was not eaten for dinner by some savage band of cannibals in the South Pacific. Sure is a fun story to tell for the old man, though, huh? Mm-hmm. And Joe was telling heartwarming fairy tales about cannibals eating his family members while on the road campaigning to about 20 or 25 people at every stop. I mean, just huge turnout, 20 people, you know. At least on the inside of the places he went. On the outside, the turnout to greet the president was far greater, much more enthusiastic. Just not the way the Democrats would like to see it. Yeah, here's your preview for the upcoming Democrat National Convention in Chicago. The folks have turned on Joe Biden. Make no mistake, here's the reception from Pittsburgh yesterday. There you have it. They're not impressed with Joe Biden at all. The majority of the signs reflect Bidenomics, but you saw a couple of Palestine flags in there. He's lost that argument. I just don't understand why they don't love him more, but maybe I can figure it out. Let's begin with today's review of the biggest issue of the year as the assaults on our border and our sovereignty continue from every single angle. A new attack on our sovereignty coming on fast boats. They race in, come up on the beach, and dump illegals in California. Here's a report.
A motorboat speeds ashore at North Carlsbad City Beach around 11 Saturday morning. CBP says at least 15 to 20 migrants jumped out of the boat, with videos showing most of them escaping in a waiting SUV that sped away.
Border security for the safety of our residents, and we need it now.
This video, along with previous smuggling operations, prompted the mayors of Carlsbad, San Marcos, Vista, and the deputy mayor of Oceanside to team up for this press conference, calling for the state and federal governments to secure the border.
Chaos at the border, the fact that many of these crossers know there will be no consequences here, encourages this, and it makes our cities less safe.
But my real concern is human trafficking. What are they bringing in with them? What drugs, weapons, and who's on the terror watch list that's coming in via boat?
California, you must be proud when you see videos like that and hear people as they just come racing on shore, 15, 20, 25, who knows? Drugs, human trafficking, sex slaves, who knows what's involved here? Because California does nothing about it. Governor Newsom does nothing about it. Joe Biden does nothing about it. That's why it continues to be the number one issue of the year. That and Bidenomics, which you saw with that lovely reception that he got in Pittsburgh. That lovely reception in Pittsburgh. We'll take a break. I've got more to discuss with you in a moment here. It's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. And what do you think about they, she, he, me? Teaching kindergartners the proper pronouns. In Michigan, it's happening. I'll be back. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber.
Peak Wealth Management.
Have you developed a complex medical issue or symptoms no one can figure out? It may be time to give the James Clinic a call. We're an integrative medicine clinic that works outside the box with a full spectrum of modalities to treat your issues. We are opening soon at 22nd and Van Dyke in Shelby Township with our partners, The Living Springs, with an entire wellness lounge at your disposal. Check us out today, jamesclinic.com, or give us a call, 636-751-9440.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.